This is Partners in Practice, a weekly series dedicated to the evolving field of the advanced practice clinician. Here is your host nurse practitioner, Mimi Secor.
Hi, I'm Mimi Secor, host with ReachMD, and with me today is a very special guest, Missy Lavender. Welcome, Missy.
Thank you, Mimi.
Missy is executive director and founder of the Women's Health Foundation here in Chicago, Illinois, and I would just love for you to describe what it is about this foundation. What is your mission?
The Women's Health Foundation is a nonprofit organization. We're 10 years old this month, and our entire focus is to educate and empower women around their pelvic health. So as we say, our space is everything below the belt.
Gee, that's my space too, clinically, so we were just meant to meet.
We were meant to be here.
What do you find women, what do you think their take is on that part of their body?
I think, Mimi, there's a great degree of both ignorance and intimidation. So this is not a space that people give a lot of thought to, unless or until they go through some major life events. We would like to say sex, but sometimes not even till they reproduce. And then oftentimes menopause. Things will start to show up, and then definitely later in life. And I wish it was showing up in a positive way, but very often we get these women in these particular life stages because things are starting to go sideways, and they don't understand it, they don't like it, and they don't know what to do about it.
So what type of services do you actually provide?
So the Women's Health Foundation is a small nonprofit, and our business model, if you will, is to be the train the trainer. So most of the things we do are to train people like community health workers who have their own megaphone within their communities of women. So we can arm them with tools in their toolkit that can allow them to speak to women no matter what they're talking about. Diabetes health, obesity, senior health, prenatal, postpartum. Doesn't matter what the women are that they're encountering, we know that we have something for everyone. And so we will train them and set them off into the community. Other things we do is we've created evidence-based programs that run in medically-based wellness centers, for example. So if a facility has a pelvic health center or would like to, they can come and get our total control training. We'll actually go to them. They can then offer this program in conjunction with their urogynecology, female urology, nurse practitioners, pelvic floor physical therapists, whatever, as a way to draw in women from the community and also refer them out to the practices.
Now, you're working with Helen Carcio in this way, aren't you?
We are. In terms of
synergizing together, Helen being an expert in bladder health as a nurse practitioner, and she helps a variety of advanced practice clinicians set up pelvic health centers.
So Helen's expertise is really on how do you make this work, right? And the reason we met her is because we were training these hospitals around something that they could use to drive women in, but then they didn't often know how to then run the rest of the practice. So enter Helen. We've come together with Spirit of Women Hospitals to work with mostly hospitals that are hoping to set these centers up, but we at Women's Health Foundation have trained at least a dozen of their hospitals in the Total Control Program, and they're running very successfully, and they love it as part of the patient algorithm, right? So a woman can come into Total Control, she can learn about her body, you know, what are the muscles and structures below the belt, how to think things work internally. It's mostly bladder and prolapse focused. Mm-hmm. So she'll learn if she's a urge incontinence patient, potentially, or a stress incontinence patient. She'll also, most importantly, Mimi, unlearn some things. So they'll come in saying, I don't want to go see a doctor. He's just going to put me on medication. I've tried that.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Or I'm afraid he's going to operate. Well, she's an urge person. There's not going to probably be an operation.
Right.
Or if she's tried medication, there are lots of different kinds of medication.
Totally.
So what's really helpful about these programs is the woman then comes armed to her doctor or nurse or healthcare practitioner. They don't have to diagram the pelvis and spend, you know, 7 minutes.
She knows. Because you've empowered her. Well,
yes.
And that's a big issue with continence care in general. Women don't feel empowered, so it sounds like that's what your program is really designed to do.
It is.
Inform them, teach them.
They move and they learn.
Good.
Right. And
good.
They come out really well armed. And they'll learn things, Mimi, that they can try right away. And some of them can make a huge difference. For example, if they're squatting, right? When you go out in those public bathrooms and you see the water drops, what I thought were water drops.
Yes.
And then I learned it was because we were habitually squatting, right?
Yes.
Our mom told us never to sit down. Well, that is not good for you.
No.
Right?
Uh-uh.
And first of all, it's not hygienic for the next person.
Right.
So we say, you know, make a nest, line it if you have to, but
I like
sit
that.
Down.
Make a nest.
Right. And the second part of that is, as one of my favorite urogynes said, who's now at the NIH, she said, alignment is key, right? You cannot be comfortable if you're not sitting down. You cannot let those muscles relax.
Exactly.
So the pelvic floor can squeeze, so the bladder can contract, so that it all can
happen. Works together. Exactly.
Right.
How long is that program?
Missy? Total Control can be whatever the hospital center wants it to be. So it's a...
What is it typically?
It's a 60 to 75 minute program. So
okay.
An hour of exercise designed in the research. It was an hour of exercise, 15 minutes of education each time, running twice a week for 7 to 11 weeks.
Hmm.
that there was a senior program and a regular program. Uh-huh. So we found basically women will report back to us with mm-hmm. improvement after three.
Great.
Things like sleeping through the night.
Totally life-changing.
Exactly. A life-changing event for many women. And sometimes it's just a matter of habit. And sometimes it could be that their pelvic floors are working. And sometimes, I don't know.
Maybe they're drinking caffeine or alcohol or
maybe
too many fluids
less.
After dinner. Right.
Exactly.
Right. Just all those pieces that we all learn from Helen and learn in that literature.
Exactly.
Great. Well, I love how you synergize with other organizations and other clinicians. How has the response been from the OBGYN community, the physician community?
Great question. So when we started 10 years ago, doctors and physical therapists, and not so much the nurses, interestingly, were a little skeptical because I'm a patient. I have an MBA. I have nothing to do with the medical world. Luckily, I surrounded myself with a pretty outrageous, amazing group of mostly researchers, well-published, people like Linda Brubaker here in Chicago, Ingrid Nygaard. Holly Herman on the physical therapy
side. I love Holly Herman.
Gene Wyman. I mean, these are great
names.
She's
awesome.
They're all awesome. Thank you. And you would know her from Boston. But they basically helped inform the fact that we should be collecting data right away,
yes.
that we should be looking to publish this, that we should do follow-on studies. And so the longer we survived and the more they noticed that we were evidence-based and the more they understood, I mean, here's a point to address what we were talking about earlier. We basically complement everyone and compete with no one. It's really important that the healthcare practitioners know that we're about another submission, which is to get women to the right care faster.
That's beautifully stated. I really like that. Can you say that again?
Sure. We want to make sure women get to the right care faster.
Okay, and then just what you said before that.
We complement everyone and we compete with no one.
I love that.
Right, and it makes me so upset when I hear the statistics that women are coping with bladder control issues, by the way, for 7 to 12 years, according
Horrible.
To the NAFC, before they seek care. The other one that made me crazy in the beginning was that it takes them up to 4 times bringing it up to their healthcare provider before they get quote-unquote treatment.
4 times?
4 times.
Wow.
And so what is the treatment that they get? Is it the right treatment? Is
exactly.
it the right healthcare provider?
Right.
Does the healthcare provider, if it's a primary care physician, do they have enough in their toolkit to be able to either have the conversation or drive them to the right either organization or the right care? And so we talk to women on the other side about keep asking until you're satisfied.
Exactly.
Right? Make
exactly.
it a priority.
Tell me what I need to know about what I don't know about.
Right.
I just am thinking about my own facility. We have urogynecology. Mm-hmm. We have physical therapy. We have specialized pelvic PT folks. I'm not sure we have an umbrella program.
Mm.
We have all the pieces, but patients have to go here and there and see a variety of clinicians.
So that's a great point, and that very often is the case. And what you're seeing now in the industry, like when I go to the Urogyn annual meeting, you'll see these complementary pelvic health centers coming up. So colorectal is part of that, as is psychology,
it's
as
all
is
in
nutrition.
The pelvis, right.
Yeah, and it's all important. And so there are centers, for example, here in Chicago, where you have like a pelvic health concierge.
I like that.
So, yes, you call
and
in. Sexual health is there too, Mimi. And so what is important for the practice, for example, is if you call the Urogyn, can I get in without qualifying myself as a necessary patient? For example, do they really need to see the Urogyn? Or could they come in to the nurse practitioner, get triaged, then be sent to the pelvic floor physical therapist, maybe the nutritionist, maybe the psychologist, maybe whatever. And then eventually, if they have to, if they're really meant to see the surgeon, they'll go see the surgeon or the urogynecologist. But in the meantime, you've got a satisfied patient who's getting attention, who's getting care. You've got revenue. I hate to flip it on the other side, but it's important.
Right.
You've got revenue coming into the facility. And in places like Chicago and Boston, where you have a lot of choices, they're not waiting 6 to 7 weeks to see the Urogyn getting frustrated and going elsewhere. So that's why we love the whole combination.
What do you think about the idea of the nurse practitioner as the coordinator of
this
team? Certainly that's a focus of the educational initiative to prepare more nurse practitioners at a doctoral level to really take much more of an advocacy role in coordinating the team.
We have worked so closely, Mimi, with the nurses, the nurse practitioners, and the physical therapists because those are the healthcare providers who are actually spending much longer time with the patients, and they're the ones typically in the practices doing the patient ed. Also, I think from the patient's perspective, being one, you're more comfortable oftentimes with those people because they have the time. They're very often women. I don't want to generalize because there's some great men in the fields too. And if you're a physical therapist, for example, you have 40 to 50 minutes sometimes, and you can cover a lot of information.
Massively wonderful.
Right?
Yes.
But very often, the women don't know that there is a specialty practice in
Absolutely.
The nursing world or in the physical therapy world. So a lot of the other submission we have is to really elevate those fields of urogynecology, female urology, nurse practitioners, and physical therapists in the patient's mind. So people that come through the Total Control Program, for example, they will leave knowing what those people are, what they do, and why you want want to go see them.
So when you go into a facility like my facility, mm-hmm. you would understand what services are available where, by whom.
Right.
And so you're almost an umbrella organization that helps.
Well, Total Control is what it is. It's a fitness and educational program. But it does teach those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. You know, really important, what we consider the important nuggets. If we have mm-hmm. a woman from 7 to 11 weeks, what kinds of things can we teach her that she can be a better informed patient?
Mm-hmm.
She can actually make changes in her life by watching what she does drink or eat, paying attention to how she's using the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you not want to be chronically constipated?
Exactly.
What does that do?
And do you teach Kegel exercises?
We teach what we call the pelvic pyramid. So
great.
That's
great.
Front, back, and floor. That's
perfect.
Diane Lee out of Vancouver's baby. She coined the term in the 70s. And with her permission, we use it. And it's just,
excellent.
It's the foundation for everything, right? It is our true core, front, back, floor.
You really speak like a nurse practitioner. You maybe need to go back to school.
My team tells me I have enough degrees. And what we really need to do is to push this. We really, at the Women's Health Foundation, also try to be seductive in what we do. We try to come up with things like our sex chocolate in your pelvic floor event, which is something we offer to all of our Total Control facilities.
Cool.
We put that in the community. We're going to have 3 more of those running in Houston, LA, and Chicago this year because we've got some wonderful people helping us fund those.
Awesome.
And we're looking to do those across the country.
I think we need to look at Boston.
Boston we've come to. We've done phenomenal ones there. We'd love to come back. It's
awesome.
A great market. That was developed, Mimi, as a way to bring women into conversation around things we care about, but maybe seductively get them there by introducing them around things that we know they like. Sex,
right.
Chocolate, champagne.
Perfect.
And then we teach them, like Holly Herman has done some wonderful talks for us
great.
In Boston and Chicago.
Great.
Then we'll teach them about their pelvic floor and why they care and what happens when things go sideways and what they can do.
I like how you say sideways.
Yeah.
I like that rather than what goes wrong. Sideways is awesome.
Yeah. It can show up in something that we don't really like, but some of this is, as we say, common, but it's not normal. And very often for women, that's an important thing. Yes, you are not alone.
Exactly, because most are not talking with their friends about this. They'll typically say to me, you're like one of the few people I can talk to about this.
Right.
And we really need to take it out of the closet.
Yes, we call it taking it out of the water closet.
I love that. Out of the water closet. Fantastic. Certainly, you must have ambitious plans in terms of how you're going to spread your good work
mm-hmm.
further.
We do. So our last research study was in the adolescent space. We went into 6 urban high schools, and we did a 6-week course, and we just submitted that to the Green Journal today.
Great.
Those results were amazing.
Cool.
And we're writing 2 books. One's called Riding the Potty Train for Little Girls, a board book to
aww,
be read to
uh-huh,
by their
very
moms
sweet.
Who need this information.
Excellent.
And then Below Your Belt, a primer for tweens. So we are hoping to get those published and use those as a benchmark for helping us spread the word.
I think this is very exciting, the work that you're doing, Missy, and I appreciate you very much being here for an interview today. And I can't wait for our listeners to hear this interview and pass on the great information you shared.
Thank you,
so
Mimi.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for having me, Mimi.
You've been listening to Partners in Practice on ReachMD. You can download this program and any other program in our library at ReachMD.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for listening.